Hey guys, Bobby Friss here. This is the first installment of many to come of a place where I can have all of my songs and demos that I've done over 40 years. And the real reason I'm doing this is I've played with some great musicians over the years. And this is a place that maybe they can go back and listen to these things. And maybe some of you people might get a kick out of hearing some of this stuff too. So let me go back to where I got started. Third grade, the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show made a huge impact on me, just like probably a lot of you guys out there. And so we put a little band together, pretend, of course, wiffle ball bats and Tupperware drums and pantomime to the Beatles and the Monkees and whatnot. And then about high school, I picked up an acoustic guitar and started playing that. And I'd take it down to the beach on Indian Rocks Beach in Florida, and the girls would gather around, listen to me play Neil Young songs, and I said, boy, this is kind of cool. So that was my early motivation. From there, I formed a little band in high school. I think we did one show, but it was just getting our feet wet. And then when I moved to Michigan to go to college, I formed my very first real band, which was called Phoenix, in 1975. Somewhere around there, and played with four great guys, Skeet Farrell on drums, Greg Beeman on piano, John Baker on bass, and Tom Minnelli on guitar. And we played anywhere you could play. We just had a blast. We played high school dances, frat parties, anything. We played for free. We didn't care. And so we did that for about a year, and then we made a keyboard change and got a guy named Dave Wilk. And at that time, we went into a recording studio and tried our hand at recording for the very first time. We went to a place called Uncle Dirty's Studio in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and we cut a 45, and that was our first try at it. And it was really in the 70s, disco was running rampant, sorry to say. But we were a rock band, so we played really both. We played rock and disco, but you kind of had to play Average White Band and Isley Brothers if you were going to get gigs then. So needless to say, these first couple of songs are definitely influenced in that kind of funk disco trend, but that's just the way it was. So anyway, here it is. This is our very first recorded effort. It's a 45, so it's going to be a little scratchy, a little poppy. It's my only copy. But hope you like it. This is my first recorded composition called Smooth.